Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
It is Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance. In for Greeny, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen. You hear us and see us normally unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Canty deserted us.
He got the call to do First Take.
So he just leaves us and he just does First Take?
He left our own show to do Get Up.
Good point. I guess we can't be mad if Canty leaves the show we're filling in on for another show, considering he leaves the show we're actually on for another show.
Correct. Can we just acknowledge the differences in environment, too, now that we're filling in for Greeny?
Go ahead.
Greeny's got, it's kind of like going from my tiny studio apartment in New York City to Evan's mansion in Westchester.
What are you talking about?
Look at it. Come on.
I mean, you're not wrong. But okay, I'm not the one with multiple places currently.
All right, relax.
Okay, that's CeCe, actually. That's what we're talking about. I get the CeCe hate when he's not here, so that's what it is.
You know, we've got to diversify the portfolio, you know?
Got it. Last night, just a dominant performance. I did not expect that. I got to be honest with you. The Lions beating the Packers, 34-20. I did not expect that kind of performance from the Lions nor the Packers. I did not expect a blowout. I thought it was going to be a close game. We were kind of building it up yesterday and said, hey, this could be one of the big games of the season. Mm-hmm. Week four, is this going to be determining the division winner? I think it did. I think you would be crazy to think right now to pick anybody else other than the Lions, barring injury, to win the NFC North. The Packers obviously were terrible last night. The Vikings are 0-3. All kinds of trade rumors. Justin Jefferson is already annoyed by them. We've heard the trade rumors around Kirk Cousins. And, of course, the Bears are arguably the worst team in the NFL. Apologies to ESPN 1000, our great station in Chicago, because they're miserable about it, obviously. And the Bears are a great, you know, partner and on the station there. But it's a rough year so far for the Chicago Bears. And now we have a situation in which you look at this Lions team. What can't they do? I mean, Jared Goff has gone from overrated to now underrated. Jared Goff was the number one pick in the draft. He, of course, went to the Rams. They have to give up a first-round pick to get off of his contract and give up another first-round pick to get Matt Stafford. And we all kind of wrote him off. Like, Jared Goff is the quarterback of the Lions. What a disaster. And now you're puffing your chest out if you're the Lions. Say, hey, we acquired Jared Goff. This was a really good move by us to go out and get this guy. And he's no longer a stopgap. You know, he may be their quarterback for the better part of 5 or 6 years here. He's already been there a few years. And he was great in terms of just managing the game. And I hate, Smalls, that we criticize people for managing a game. It's used a lot of times as an insult. Oh, he's a game manager. Do you not want him to give the ball to David Montgomery 32 times for 3 touchdowns and over 100 yards? Do you not want that to happen? If Jared Goff, at this point in his career, can be a game manager, that's a big check mark for the Detroit Lions right now.
Absolutely. He's just doing what they need him to do, and it's translating to wins. So I don't think the game manager designation should be a diss in any way. And I think Jared Goff has been underrated. He was overrated when he came into the league. You are when you're drafted the number one overall pick. But when the Rams said, bleep those picks, we want to move on from Jared Goff so badly that we're willing to mortgage our future in order to get a quarterback that we think is better equipped to take us where we want to go, which is winning a Super Bowl, and Matthew Stafford. And they were right, to be fair. He did get the job done.
That's true.
But I think that's the lens that we have viewed Jared Goff through for the past few seasons, is the Rams cast-off lens. And he has proven to us that he is so much more than that, and that he is a quarterback that can go out there and be the face of a franchise and win you football games. Now, conversely, I'm also looking at the Packers, and I'm thinking, we were really high on Jordan Love. We were ready to say that Aaron Rodgers had taken the baton from Brett Favre, and he was ready to pass it to Jordan Love, and he could be the next in the line of great Green Bay Packers quarterbacks. And now, after last night, you're kind of looking at the wins, you're kind of looking at the schedule thus far, and you're wondering if it was a bit of fool's gold, if we jumped the gun on being too excited about the Packers and too excited about a small sample size, of Jordan Love.
Okay, well, I'm going to defend Jordan Love and the Packers in this regard, and I'm not a Packers fan. I did go to the University of Wisconsin, but I'm not a Packers fan. This is where I get frustrated. So right now they're 2-2. Under the old 16-game schedule, they would be pacing towards, let's see if I can do my math, 8-8, right? Okay. That's where they're pacing towards. So what they're going to have probably is a last game of the season to take them to 9-8 or 8-9. Guess what they had last year? A final game of the season, Sunday Night Football, against the team that we saw last night in the Detroit Lions. They lost that game with a chance to potentially get into the playoffs, right? And they finished 8-9. So in year 17 of their first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, that I'm not trying to take shots at Aaron Rodgers other than just pointing out facts. The Aaron Rodgers we saw last year, Smalls, is not the Aaron Rodgers that the Green Bay Packers knew and loved. It was not the same guy. It was easier for them to move off of him after last year because their team, on the whole, was not very good. So if Jordan Love, for significantly less money, can get you to the exact same place that Aaron Rodgers did in his final year, and you could do that in his first year, that's a win for the Green Bay Packers. That is setting you up for the future way better than you would have been potentially otherwise if maybe, possibly, Aaron Rodgers actually took one step back this year because of the contract, because of the percentage of the salary cap that he would take up. That I actually think, despite the loss last night, despite how poorly they played, if you're a Packers fan, you don't like what happened last night, and maybe you're repositioning your overall expectations, that you're no longer a division team, but you are still a better than 500, potentially, team, and that's better than you were with Rodgers. Why are we acknowledging that? They're still pacing at a better rate than they did a year ago with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback.
I think the problem is us. Because
it's me. Hi.
We're the problem. It's us.
Us?
We're
what?
The problem. It's us. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Thank you, Bubba. We did, in fact, nail it. We got there.
Wait a second. Bubba, how did you know what we're doing? You're not a Swiftie. You don't like Taylor Swift. So how did you know what we were just doing?
No, I said... The question was, do I care about celebrity situations? And I don't. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, but I'm aware of certain lyrics and things because she's everywhere. But the question was, do I care about them being together? And I don't, because it's going to be over in probably 2 weeks. That was my point. Name a celebrity marriage or thing that's worked out other than like Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick.
I love that you know that one.
Other than that, name anyone
Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn.
That's lasting.
They're not married.
But they're together.
They're not. See, now you just played it right into his hands. Yeah. Technically, they're not married.
Name anyone that's lasted. They're going to be together.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
They're going to be together for 2 weeks. We're going to be losing our minds.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. They've been together for a while.
ASAP and Rihanna. Yeah. Two kids and counting.
Yeah. I mean, you don't think there's the successful celebrity relationships, Bubba?
I mean, 3%.
Okay, wait. Let's go back. Rewind for a second. So do you assume, are you one of these people that assumes that if a relationship in the celebrity sphere is successful, that it's fake, that it's for the cameras, that it's a Hollywood plant kind of thing, that you just assume, the reason those two work out is because they're actually not together and they're really with other people, but for the cameras, they're together. Is that where you're going, Bubba?
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, if they actually do make it work, that's the outlier, you know, I'd say. But like I said, 99% are not going to work. So I don't know why we spend so much time pretending like Taylor Swift is going to get married to Travis Kelce. Like they're, you know, by the end of the regular season, I'm just guessing they're not even going to be together anymore. That's I remember, again, the guy from 1975, people were losing their mind, be like, this is the greatest thing ever. The perfect couple, this 1975, it lasted 1 month. Like, why do we concern ourselves with
but
this stuff?
If we're going to go that route and we're going to say we shouldn't concern our things that aren't going to work out, why are you wearing a Cowboys jersey?
All
right.
And I'm not even anti-Cowboys. I actually support Mike McCarthy. Yes. And
I think there's a difference between being a sports fan and being into celebrity gossip. Like that. All right, well, I'm a sports fan. I'm not into celebrity gossip. I guess that's the difference.
No, but you bring up a really interesting thing, that in life, do we as people waste our times thinking and talking about things that we know the end result where it's not going to work out? In other words, the Chicago Bears, we just mentioned, this has been a horrible season for them. It is more likely than not that Justin Fields with the Bears is not going to work out. Is that the equivalent of spending time on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Because the assumption with both of them is, well, they're just not going to work out.
Both are rooted in love, and both are rooted in hope. And in order to get the love that you want, you have to be vulnerable. Shout out to Brene Brown and vulnerability. But that's the same. We have to let our guard down in order to let someone in and ultimately fall in love and get the relationship that we want. Same thing for a sports team. Bubba has to let his guard down and proudly wear a Micah Parsons jersey, knowing that the Cowboys are likely going to break his heart. He's hoping for a different result. Just like we're hoping that Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, turns out differently than her past relationships. It's all about vulnerability.
Bubba, you don't want to hear about it at all. You're not interested at all. Like if she shows up on Sunday night again and who she's going to be with in the suite for the Jets and the Chiefs, you're not interested at all. It's like it's clearly the biggest topic in America right now. It's the ultimate intersection of sports and entertainment, and it's not even us trying to get there. It's we're there because of the fact that Travis Kelce is one of the best players in the league and the best tight end in the NFL right now.
I mean, this is not even a slight against her. I have no problem with Taylor Swift. I think she's talented and very good. If they didn't show her one time, I would not be upset. It just doesn't impact me at all.
But you're a producer. Your job is to produce the best possible content. If I put you in charge of Sunday Night Football and you're producing that game, would you instruct your photographers to get live video of her? Or would you say, we're not interested, we're going to avoid it?
I mean, I probably would for the general public because most people are loving celebrity. That's why when you go to the Stop and Shop, everything is covered with people. Every magazine is like, are they going to break up? What's happening? Because it's just literally everyone cares about celebrity gossip. I'm just saying I personally do not.
No, it's gossip, period. We're a voyeuristic society by nature, which is why social media is what it is, because we want to see what everybody's up to. Celebrities included.
Yeah, I think there's something here. I want to get to something in a second. You can watch Greeny, by the way, on the ESPN app where you can see Bubba in the Dallas Cowboys jersey. Just click on watch, look for the hashtag Greeny, and enjoy.
And don't worry, I washed it since Nuno wore it, I got rid of that.
Our producer,
that Giants filth.
So who would be, what relationship in sports would be the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce relationship where it's hot now and you know it's going to fall apart? Is there, is Mike McDaniel and Tua Travis Kelce?
Ooh, this is so
and
good.
Taylor, because it's like, oh my God, it's so, like, I'll give you one. Chris Paul and the Warriors. Hot right now. Everybody's happy right now. I'm not sure it's 100% going to work out. Like, if they could flip him in a deal for Drew Holiday, they probably should right now. And I'm not anti-Chris Paul at all. But is there a sports relationship right now? You can tweet at Evco Radio, at M Smallman, at ESPN Radio, or give us a call at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. That sports relationship that you look at and say, what Bubba said about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, it's here now, but gone tomorrow. Is there one that jumps to mind?
I'm trying to think. Obviously, the answer would be Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
That feels like a good one.
High risk, high reward, right? And unfortunately, we're seeing the risk side of things right now. But even heading into next season, I think it's Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. He has intimated that he wants to return. He said, give me your timelines. I'm going to beat him. Do the Jets show their vulnerability and allow Aaron Rodgers back in? Do they take another risk on Aaron Rodgers and hope that he gets them to the promised land? I don't know. That's the first one that jumps out to me.
Yeah, I said Mike McDaniel and Tua just because they're so hot right now, but I think they are going to last. Like, I see that as one that's going to last.
Oh.
Yes.
Deion Colorado.
That's a good one. Very hot right now, and that's not a negative. That's more of Deion is going to be offered an SEC job. Deion is going to be offered an NFL job.
Right.
He is going to move on potentially positively. Sorry to all the Colorado fans out there that all of a sudden love them and those that have been there for a while. But I just think that when you look at that relationship, it's a little different because what Bubba is saying is basically that Taylor Swift to Travis Kelce, he doesn't want any of it because he thinks it's going to fall apart and it's going to be a disaster and it's going to get ugly. I don't think Deion in Colorado gets ugly. I think Deion is thankful towards Colorado and vice versa like he was with Jackson State.
So how about this? How about we shift it a little bit? If Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift aren't, in fact, dating, I think they are. But if they are having a symbiotic, platonic friendship, using one another for clicks and for headlines, but ultimately they're going to move on to what they deem to be something greater. Isn't that Deion in Colorado? We know that this is not the end game for him. They know it's not the end game for him. They're just thrilled that he has brought relevancy and a modicum of success to their program. They won one game last year, and they're the talk of college football. He knows that he needed to take this job in order to get where he ultimately wants to go.
Tune in for college football action tomorrow night. Mississippi State hosting number 12 Alabama, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Listen closely to what I'm about to say. Coming up, Did Tom Brady change the course of NBA history? Yes, you heard that right. We'll explain it next. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
This is Greeny coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. Along with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen, unsportsmanlike crew, in for Greeny. You hear us normally 6, 8 to 10 8 Eastern with Chris Canty, of course, on ESPN Radio. You know, Greeny's a first ballot radio Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Right? I would argue that was the greatest moment in the history of Greeny.
That right there?
You can't do better than that. Bubba, thoughts on that? Is that a Mount Rushmore moment for Greeny? Weighing the nuts?
I mean, I had worked with Greeny since 2010. I had never heard that story, so we were dying. And I can't even imagine that. I mean, I can just picture him at the calf just losing it because he is a child. So, I mean, he can't handle anything like that. So, we were dying. So it's definitely up there, and it's definitely in consideration.
How about when the cow pooped on Greeny? That was pretty good.
Well, he was just mad about that. Okay. He was just upset. I mean, that was a great moment for sure. But he was not happy about the cow. That's for sure.
Yeah, well done. Well, just a great moment this week on Greeny here on ESPN Radio, available on the podcast ESPN app. Joe Fortenbaugh is on after us, Carlin versus Joe, of course, and he joins us now. Nobody better at picking games, at discussing the wagering going into this weekend. Let's have you weigh in on this. Bubba is of the belief, Joe, that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are for now and not for later. That it's going to be hot now, the relationship's awesome now, but it's going to blow up and just be awful. We're trying to find our sports comparison. I said it could be Chris Paul to the Warriors. I know you worked in the Bay for a little bit. That everybody's loving each other now, but is it really going to work out later? And it may. Is there a sports relationship that is the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce, good now, bad later, that you can think of, Joe Fortenbaugh?
What the hell is going on here? I was told I was going to be coming on with Greeny. Mm-hmm. No one told me I was going to be talking to you two for the second time today. And even in the pre-show, I'm wondering what's going on with this. Bubba, what are you doing?
Well, we thought the first time you guys were on, the interview just didn't really go that well. So we wanted to give you another chance.
Wow.
Because, Joe, you kind of struggled the first time around.
Unbelievable.
You were complaining about how early it was in Vegas.
He like, did all right. do that. Great catch, Bubba.
So we're like, all right, fine. That. We'll give you one. So we'll let you wake up a little bit. We'll give you another shot. Like, I know. All right, Joe, it's too early for the first time. So are you awake now? Let's try it again.
This is you doing a favor for me. Is that how I'm interpreting this right now?
Well, yeah, because you embarrassed yourself on national radio earlier, so I'm trying to help you out and have you make up for it.
Mulligan, okay. That's what you got.
I thought that segment went quite well. To answer your question, Evan and Michelle, it's a pleasure to be with you again today in just a matter of hours. I would say any relationship involving James Harden, because we always start off by saying, oh my God, Harden to the Nets. Imagine what he'll do with that offense. And then we see what happens. Oh my God, Harden to the Sixers. Think about what he can do with Embiid. And then we see what happens. It's James Harden. That would be my answer. And it's James Harden in any scenario that involves James Harden.
It's always hard for me to be serious with Joe. He's so good at what he does and knowing all the wagering, but I like to joke around with him more. But I'm going to try to be serious on this. You need to help people like me and others who have this perception around gambling and betting and wagering that we can read into it based on previous performance. What am I getting at? Miami scores 70 against Denver. Now I'm going to try to read into where I'm going with this against Buffalo because of the fact that they scored 70 against Denver. Does last week play any factor into this week?
It can if you're thinking about it, unlike how a lot of people would be thinking about it. And here's what I mean by that. And I think this is an excellent question. There are going to be a lot of people who saw what Miami did last week. They move them up number one in their power rankings. We talk about how they're the next big thing. And we remember Buffalo stumbling in week one against the Jets. And people are going to want to bet Miami solely based off of what they saw last week. Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous to do something like that. So what I'm suggesting is at times it can behoove you, it can benefit you to think the opposite is going to occur because the market corrects itself. Let's take a look at this matchup between Miami and Buffalo last December, okay? It was at Ralph Wilson Stadium, much like this game is this weekend. The rosters were relatively the same. Tua played in that game. This is why we're not using the wild card game because Tua was hurt for that. Right. He played in this game. Coaching staff's roughly the same. Roster's roughly the same. Buffalo laying 7. That's what the bookmaker said, Buffalo laying 7. So now here we go. Fast forward a handful of games to this point. Bookmakers are saying Buffalo minus 2.5. To me, that is an overcorrection. Now, some corrections should occur, sure. Miami has proven to be quite formidable. But 4.5 points of correction through the three key number of 3 is too much for me. I would look to Buffalo in this spot because as good as Miami was last week, go back 1 week before that. They still won. They look good. Don't get me wrong. But in New England on the road, big time spot against a good defense, 24 points, right? This is a good Buffalo defense. I would lay the 2.5 with the Bills.
So, Evan, I'm new to the wagering world, and Joe's kind of my wagering mentor. He's giving me
How's
advice.
How's that going for you?
Not so great this far, which is why I come with this next question, Joe.
That is, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not going to answer this next question. How about that?
No.
How
it's
about
not that? That your advice hasn't been good. I just haven't listened. So when you're early on in your wagering career, sometimes you just need a win. You just need to build that confidence in your wagering. So what's the best play of the weekend, Joe, whether it's NFL or college football? What should I put my money on?
Okay, I'll give you a fun one because you want to have fun with this as well. And that's what's very important. People who get into this, look, if you're not going to treat it like a profession, you have to understand that means it's entertainment. That means the most important thing for you is to have some fun with it, but also manage your bankroll appropriately. Do not allow these wagers to put you in a situation where you've completely lost your mindfulness. So where you're so locked into the game, you're tuning out your friends, you're tuning out your family, you're tuning out your life, you start chasing your losses. Nobody wants to go through life living like that. So bankroll management is very important here. You got to do this responsibly. Treat it like entertainment. I think the most entertaining bet you can make this weekend that has a good shot of winning, and it's going to be a popular one, but I'd play the over in the USC-Colorado game. USC scoring 55 points a game. They've hung 42 or more in all 4 games they've played this season. Last week against Arizona State, I think they got caught looking ahead to this game because they know how important it is. They're going to put up a big number against a bad Colorado defense. We're going to need Colorado to do their part. And here's the thing. I think this total, even though it's 73.5, is low because we saw Colorado stumble offensively last week. 2 factors that happened last week that won't be in play this week. Number one, that was a road game at Autzen Stadium in Oregon. This is a home game, so it's a much more friendly environment. Number 2, that Oregon defense is much better than this USC defense. Colorado should score enough to help us get over the 73.5. I'd play the over USC Colorado.
Joe, odd question, but how does the morning game, the Sunday morning game, the 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time ESPN Plus game, the Toy Story game, which will be awesome and fun to watch between the Jaguars and the Falcons, how does that change people's mindset in terms of gambling? Because you probably have your Sunday routine, right? And for you on the West Coast, it's 6:30 in the morning. How does that play into it in terms of the fun of Sunday relative to gambling?
This is going to be a very aggressive weekend. A very aggressive weekend because here in Vegas, I got a lot going on. I got a 1 mile race with my 6 and my 4-year-old tomorrow morning. That's immediately followed by our T-ball game, immediately followed by a soccer game. Then I'm heading down to the strip for the Canelo Alvarez fight. Wow. Then I'm waking up extremely early for the last day of the Ryder Cup and the Toy Story game and a full NFL Sunday. So come Monday, it's going to be bloodshot eyes. It's going to be a liver that looks like it's 3 to 4 years older than it was at the start of this weekend. It's going to be a lot of problems. For that game, Jacksonville's laying 3. These London games are interesting because sometimes you get weather, sometimes you don't. The fields are not standard NFL fields where they're kind of domed in the middle and the rain can run off. They're soccer fields, so they have to be completely flat. There's a lot you need to take into account. The cleats always seem to be a problem as teams scramble to figure that stuff out. So there's a history, but again, there's not a very detailed history. Jacksonville has familiarity playing over there. I think that's an advantage. And that performance they had last week was arguably the most disgusting display of football I've seen all year. And that's saying something, because people will point to the Jets. People will point to the Bears. Those are bad teams. The Jags aren't supposed to be bad. Doug Peterson, I love him. That was one of the worst coaching jobs he's ever put together in that performance against Houston. 2 turnovers, a lot of stupid penalties. They missed a field goal. They had a field goal blocked. They gave up a kick return for a touchdown. That was the least prepared I've seen an NFL team this season. So I think you better get a much better effort this week, because if you don't, they're lucky they're playing in a small market, because we would be attacking them with the rigor that we usually save for Dallas and these other teams when they fall on their face. People haven't realized it, but that Jacksonville team has not lived up to the billing that they were supposed to deliver when this season started. So I think they cover the 3, but I have not been impressed with that offense so far.
Joe, before we hand you off to your own show in a half hour, Carlin versus Joe, you'd said something that
I'm going to be completely out of gas by the time I get to my own show. I've been talking to you two all morning.
We're on hour 6. I don't feel badly for you, and I don't feel badly for us. This is freaking awesome.
See, this is a ploy by us, Joe, because we want to make sure that you're so out of gas that when you make your picks, maybe you're a little delirious.
Well done, Smalls.
And maybe the unsportsmanlike crew can move up in the rankings.
Look at you. That's interesting. I'm impressed. Yeah. I am really impressed. I took you as a nice Midwesterner. You are just as deceptive as the rest of us. Bravo.
Joe, I'm Italian. Okay.
Yeah. Well, are you watching any of the Ryder Cup? They're over there in Italy.
I will be watching some of
it. We'll get you on it when you're done
working. I'm used to getting
up
early.
Yeah.
I got to ask you one thing, though, before we say goodbye. Sure. Because you said you have a 1 mile run with your kids tomorrow, which is great. Smalls is of the belief. She runs half marathons all the time. She is, after this weekend, it's going to be 30 or more that she's run in her life.
Oh, nice.
Well, okay, but she's never trained for any of them, which I am amazed by. 13.1 miles, never trained for any of them. She constantly says to me, you can do it if you wanted to. And I say, no, I can't. Do you believe, Joe Fortenbaugh, that anybody without training in this world, anybody could just run a half marathon?
Wow. So you don't get to train at all. See, I ran a half in San Francisco years ago, and then 2 summers ago, I ran my first full in San Diego.
Wow.
I trained for that.
Amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I 2 years ago, I ran the marathon. Last summer, I climbed Mount Rainier. I'm a man of multiple disciplines.
Look at Joe.
Multiple disciplines. Wow, a mountaineer, a gambler, a sophisticated whiskey drinker, all these things. I know French wine. I don't want to get into it. I don't like laying out my resume and making other people feel bad when they bask in the greatness that is Joe Fortenbaugh on their radio shows. But that's neither here nor there. Could you? Yeah. People who keep themselves in shape throughout the course of the year can go out there and get it done. You run a nice casual pace and you just, it's more mental than anything else. That's what I realized the full marathon was. It's mental. Smalls is probably in a situation where mentally she is probably rock solid going into these events, where she knows how to keep the mind where it needs to be. That's what running is. Half the battle is being in shape, but the other half of the battle is not letting your mind drift to the point where you start thinking about how you don't want to do it anymore.
Well, if I ever run it, bet the under. I'll tell you that much. In terms of miles done.
Yeah, on miles, not on
under
time.
Under on miles, over on time is what you would bet. Joe, thank you very much. We'll hear from you in about a half hour on Carlin versus Joe with Chris. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd say it's my pleasure, but are you guys going to be in for Freddie and Harry as well? Should I be expecting
we'll
to join you on that show,
we'll
too?
We'll do it.
Speaking
hey,
of
if
yourself,
you need us,
I need
we're
lunch.
Here. We're
I'm
here.
Starving.
Where's that lazy bum Canty? He didn't want to join you for this?
He's at First Take.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me for speaking out of turn.
Thank you,
all
Joe.
Right. That's enough of this. I'm out of here.
Well done.
See
well
how he
done.
Backed me up on this? Mind over matter. You could do it, Ev.
If you miss any of Greeny, of course, you can catch up on both hours of the show, the Greeny Podcast, available daily wherever you get your podcast. So I mentioned that Tom Brady, greatest quarterback, greatest football player of all time, may have changed the course of NBA history, right? I said it exactly how I intended to say it. Yes, yeah. NBA history. Well, Rich Kleiman is the agent and business manager, business partner for Kevin Durant. And he went on All the Smoke podcast on Showtime and told the story of Kevin Durant's recruitment pitch by the Warriors and other teams. Let's take a listen.
I remember when the Celtics came. So it was the Celtics ownership and Danny Ainge and then like Jay Crowder and I think Kelly Olynyk was there. But here came Tom Brady. So it was like, all right, shit, they're really trying to right. level the playing field. So they went to take a walk together, I think.
Brady and KD?
Yeah. And then later on, KD was like, so he told me I should, bottom line, look for the best team, best organization, best chance to win, no matter what. I think Brady just told me to go to the Warriors, bro. This was not easy. Some easy mm-hmm. thing for KD. Yeah. Like, yo, where's the 73 win team? Like, this was about him really going inside his mind and he relies on the game, and he made the decision based on basketball, and it all happened there. And there was never really anyone else, because once he went through all of that, it was clear.
That is an amazing story.
Uh-huh.
Because NBA, I love the NBA. NBA player movement, NBA transaction season is the best. I could talk Dame Lillard all day and all the machinations of that. But when you look back and we think about the Hamptons Five and that whole thing that they had there and in the recruitment of him, you've got the greatest football player of all time, who's probably being flown in on the Celtics' dime. And as a result of the conversation he has with Kevin Durant goes to the Warriors, not the Celtics.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I know. And in that conversation, he's not pitching the Celtics. He's telling him to make sure that he goes to the best destination, which on the surface was not the Celtics.
No, and he didn't go to the Celtics.
Right.
And see, that's the thing. If you're going to bring someone in, if you're going to bring a salesperson into a meeting, if you're going to bring a manager into a meeting to try to get your intended result accomplished, you better make sure you're on the same page as that person. Okay, let's bring in Smalls. We're going to bring in Smalls. We're going to talk to this person. We really want to get this business partnership done that they can work with us. You shouldn't be advising them to work with somebody else at that point, right? So they brought in Tom Brady, the Celtics, the Danny Ainge company, thinking, we're going to bring in Brady. He's going to wear the Celtic green. He's going to be all in. Instead, he's like, oh, I can just go to the Hamptons on somebody else's dime with Kevin Durant and just hang out and go for a walk with him.
Now, we know Tom Brady is from California.
Right.
Do you think this was a long play by him to get KD to go to maybe a team in his home state?
No. Unless you had ownership or governorship of that, which he doesn't. By the way, the other thing with the NBA right now, this Dame Lillard story is just fascinating. Adrian Wojnarowski, best NBA reporter there is out there, breaking news, broke the whole thing. Everybody had all of the Woj information yesterday that Dame Lillard is obviously a member of the Milwaukee Bucks. There's still going to be fallout from that because Drew Holiday is technically going to be on Portland, but likely going to be rerouted elsewhere. Listen to two of our great ESPN podcasts yesterday, Hoop Collective, Brian Windhorst and Tim McMahon, Tim Bontemps, as well as Zach Lowe on the Low Post with Bobby Marks yesterday. And both of them, strongly advise listening to both of them, that they talk about the different machinations of where Drew Holiday could potentially go.
Mm-hmm.
But Bleacher Report followed up Woj's reporting yesterday with the story. Chris Haynes, who's very close with Dame Lillard, and they talked about the fact that there was a lack of communication with Miami and Portland, that they didn't talk since the Summer League, which was basically in July, that the NBPA had to get involved in setting up conversations with Dame and the Blazers because they had no communication. Once Dame realized he wasn't going to Miami, he asked the Blazers, well, can I just come back? They said no. He started using the facility to work out. They did not even communicate with him at all. They didn't talk to him there. But all of those are the juicy headlines that we're all talking about. But there's another interesting part of this, Smalls, that in this story in Bleacher Report, they talk about the fact that Dame Lillard wanted to play the final 10 games of the season last year, and the Blazers shut him down, wouldn't let him play, because they wanted to position themselves for draft capital. They get a top pick in the draft. They end up drafting Scoot Henderson, number 3 overall, behind Victor Wembanyama, who went to the Spurs. Brandon Miller went to the Hornets. And Scoot Henderson goes at 3, and Dame's whole thing was, well, if I'm going to help you get a high pick, please use it to get me somebody to play with. They didn't do that. They right. wouldn't allow him back. But that's not allowed in the NBA. And if I'm Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league, I got to be looking into this today.
Oh, I'm sure that phone calls have been made once that piece was dropped. But that, to me, was an interesting look into maybe why Dame changed his mind, because he was so loyal to Portland for so long. And not only did they determine, we're not going to do what you want and build around you, we're firmly entrenching ourselves in the future by drafting Scoot. He played a huge role in helping them get to that position. Against his will, when he wanted to play, he was still loyal to the organization and did what they asked of him. And then they didn't do what he asked in return. And so I understand maybe why he said, I'm going to leave Portland. And he and his agent are like, well, they didn't have our back. They're not going to live up to their end of this bargain. So we're going to do what we need to do to make sure that we get to our preferred destination, which was Miami.
Yeah, and he knew he wasn't going to go there because Portland wanted every asset and resource, and Miami wasn't going to do that because part of it, and this is, again, Low Post and Hoop Collective, what those guys have been saying all throughout this, is the incoming team has to be good enough to then win a championship for Dame to want to go there. Right. So if Miami is going to have to give up every asset and every resource, while I still think they could have been a championship team, filling out a roster was going to be difficult in that spot. And as a result, he knew that wasn't going to happen. Listen, he's in a great situation. Portland did not have to trade him to Miami. Portland could trade him wherever they wanted to. But the level of communication or lack thereof in getting their determined destination was borderline unprofessional if you're Portland. Now, again, they don't have to be professional. I am not suggesting they have to trade him to a suggested destination, but communicating with the player, in this case, Dame Lillard, who's been loyal to the franchise, and the franchise has been loyal to him by way of payment for all this time, shouldn't be that hard.
You also should be emotionless if you're the front office.
Hard to do, but yes.
But you should be, because you should be making every call possible in order to extract the best out of this deal. And the fact that they wouldn't communicate with Miami because they're trying to make a point with Dame, that's not good practice either.
No question. And I think that Portland was not going to get free agents anyway, but I don't know that anybody's excited about the Blazers right now. Again, Dame could win a championship. They did not have to trade him to Miami. They did exactly what they are, if it's in, within their rights to do. The only thing they may have screwed up is if the league finds that they shut this guy down and they basically openly tanked, that we all knew. But if it's almost in writing here or in verbal confirmation, that's where potentially they could get into some trouble. It is Greeny here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you, the Unsportsmanlike crew, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern, in for Greeny today. Coming up, we finish out the week with Who You Got. That's next. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
It is Greeny on ESPN Radio on the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen, with you on Sportsmanlike Crew, in for Greeny today. You can hear us 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time, along with Chris Canty, Monday through Friday here on ESPN Radio. But I'm starting to get to know Hembo, just new to ESPN. There's so many interesting, fascinating
things. Sorry to hear that.
Thank you, Bubba. But so here's a couple of my power rankings, I guess, quickly, of interesting Hembo things. Yesterday, and people go back on the ESPN app and listen to the podcast, he did this great thing with Mark Cuban, the majority governor of the Mavs, who was on with Greeny, and he was talking about this item he bought off of Shark Tank, and he really did an awesome job hyping it up and describing it, how great it is for his kids and everything like that. And Mark Cuban goes, oh, that's awesome. Thanks for the support. That wasn't my company.
Oh.
And it was just like the subtle drop in by Mark Cuban was amazing. Learning that he goes to dinner and eats dinner at 3 p.m., which is an amazing thing. And then he has to clean out or swat away all kinds of insects all over his home, right? I mean, it's just interesting things over the last couple of weeks with Hembo on Greeny. All right, it is time now to do a little Who You Got. And Greeny, of course, is presented by Progressive Insurance.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
All right, Bubba's here with a little Who You Got for the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge.
Yep.
Can we pick the games we think are going to go wrong so we drop you guys down in the standings?
Yeah, can we sabotage this?
Yeah, I mean, this is just getting out of hand here. First, I got to just make it clear here. This is Evan's first Who You Got. Luckily, it's not sponsored today, so Granger took the week off. They heard Evan was in, so we'll see how you do here.
Granger out because I'm in.
Yeah,
got it.
Hopefully you do okay. I know Michelle's done it before, but if you do okay and you fill in next time, Granger will be back. So just know they're watching. They might not be sponsored today, but they're watching.
They're paying
attention. Got to prove myself.
I meet with Gary Granger weekly, and so, you know, just be ready. But, yeah, the Pick'em Challenge, let's go through it quickly because I know you guys made your picks earlier. Greeny doing horrible. Last place, 2-7. Game night, 8-1. You guys in the middle at 5-4. But Dolphins at the Bills, Buffalo minus 2.5. Greeny went with the Bills here. Who'd you guys go with?
We went with the Bills as well. We picked the Bills minus 2.5.
Very nice. Ravens, Browns, Cleveland minus 3. Greeny went with the Browns. What about you guys?
We went with the Browns, too. Yep. Now I'm getting nervous.
Uh-oh.
Me, too.
And last one, Patriots at Cowboys. Best game of the weekend. Dallas minus 6.5. Greeny went Patriots.
Well, Michelle and Chris went Cowboys. I'm a Pats fan. Sorry, Bubba. So I deferred to them on that one.
Majority rules.
They took the Cowboys.
All right. All right. All right. Let's do
Let's
do a couple college games real quick before we get into the fun. The big game everyone's talking about tomorrow will be USC at Colorado, and it's USC minus 21.5. Who you got here?
You know what? Why not? Let's see Colorado.
Okay.
Why not? I mean, they could lose by 20, and we still win.
Let's do it. I love
that. So we'll go Colorado plus 21.5.
And a bounce-back game for Deion and Co.?
21.
Oh, you just wanted to say 21.
Can you do something for me? Go ahead, Bubba.
7:30, the game day game, number 11 Notre Dame at number 17 Duke. This game's on ABC. Notre Dame minus 5.5. Who you got here?
Well, let's break this down the way that we should here, Smalls, you and I. The Duke quarterback gets hate texts from his mom before the game to motivate him. That's Riley Leonard.
Right.
The Notre Dame quarterback, great hair and great beard. That's how I break down games. I'm going hair and beard over the mom hate text. So give me Notre Dame.
And Marcus Freeman came on our show.
Good
friend
point.
Of the program. So we're obviously rolling with Notre Dame.
Notre Dame minus 5.5.
All right, let's get down to business now, the stuff that Michelle hates. So Monday, Michael Douglas just turned 79. Oh, he's won 2 Academy Awards. Who you got is your favorite Michael Douglas movie?
Oh, Michelle, go ahead.
Was he in Fatal Attraction?
Yes.
That's the one. That's it. Bunny in a Pot, Fatal Attraction.
I mean, Basic Instinct, wasn't he in that too?
He was, yep.
Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, a celebrity match. It's lasted.
Yeah, that's lasted a long time.
Good call, Mikey.
Since 2000.
Yeah, good call.
What a run.
Next one.
Thanks, Mikey. Today is National Coffee Day. Today, celebrate. What is your ideal coffee? Who you got?
Oh, my gosh. Nothing hits better on a hot day than an iced vanilla latte with almond milk.
That's not what he asked. You can't say an iced coffee on National Coffee Day.
Iced coffee is coffee.
Smalls, I guarantee you there's a National Iced Coffee Day.
It's not National Hot Coffee Day.
It's coffee is different than iced coffee.
First of all, don't you try to tell me what my ideal coffee order is.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, fair. Clearly.
I'm going to start a spiked coffee spot right next to yours.
Okay, go ahead.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
What's your coffee order?
Leaping Larry's or whatever the hell it's
Let
called.
Let me guess. a cup of black.
No. I'm going to do it. You know what? Since Granger is off today, McDonald's, you want to be on? A large hot coffee from McDonald's with hazelnut in the hot coffee. That's where I'm going. I bring my fat-free coffee mate, French vanilla or hazelnuts. You've already seen it, so that's where I'm going. McDonald's coffee, insanely underrated. I love it.
Okay.
All right. Tomorrow is National Ghost Hunting Day. Do you guys believe in ghosts?
100%
Who you got?
Yes. 100% yes. Ghosts are so real.
Explain yourself.
They're real. What is there to explain?
Like, what would make you think that ghosts are real? Did something happen?
I have gone to a ghost hunting situation, an adventure, if you will, and seen ghosts. I took a photo of one. I have it.
You have a photo of a, and we're not talking about Amari Hardwick in Power, the character's ghost.
I have a photo of a ghost on my phone. The Fox Theater in St. Louis is one of the most haunted places in St. Louis. They have a ghost tour. I did it around Halloween. They said that there was a ghost that would come out around that time. And if you took photos, you might see an orb or something on your camera.
Orb or something.
And I took it and they gasped when they saw the result. And it's in like the National Ghost Society or something, the photo.
There's no way you took a photo of a ghost.
I have it. We'll post it online. I have a photo of a ghost.
M. Smallman on Twitter or X. You did not take a photo of a ghost.
I did. I don't know what to tell you.
It's somebody dressed up in like a ghost outfit.
It's an orb. It's a shape of a
person. It's an orb or something.
She's small. So I'm Evan. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio.
I got to talk to Granger about this.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.